Hey, happy May, and welcome back to Sunday Replay. My name is Jace, and this week, Larry High from the Harmony Leadership Team is sharing a reflection in our Doubt series called Why Do the Innocent Suffer? Based on Psalm 13. So here's Larry.
The world around us seems to be spinning in chaos, confusion, and in turmoil. If you watch the news, or if you read the newspaper, if you scan your social media feed, some days you'll wonder whether or not evil has the upper hand. You will not only ask yourself, why do the innocent suffer, but you might also ask, why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God? These are some of the most difficult questions for Christians to answer. This week, we've seen tornadoes in the middle of the country that have devastated entire communities and killed folks. We saw four law enforcement officers killed in Charlotte, North Carolina, as our United Methodist General Conference gathered, and four others who were wounded. They were just trying to do their jobs. They were just trying to serve a warrant. I'm sure they nor their families got up that morning expecting a day of tragedy. Why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God? We see a war raging between Israel and Gaza. Innocent Israeli lives were taken on October 7th. Many of us in this room have gone to music festivals. We've gone to concerts. Never would we expect to lose our lives as we are out having fun with friends and family, enjoying live music at the Hollywood Bowl, Coachella, LA Live, or anywhere else that we gather for live music. We also see the horrifying images of the many innocent Palestinians in Gaza who have lost their lives and are being starved to death as they are being bombed and where they live is being obliterated. Gaza will be in ruins for generations to come. Let's not forget that there are still 134 people being held in captivity. We've watched the images of college campuses protesting, and we've watched the military-style crackdown upon these students. Why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God, in the midst of the chaos? We drop our children off at school, assuming we will pick them up in the afternoon. School used to be a safe place. This past week, schools in Selma, Alabama, switched to virtual learning after multiple weekend shootings. Last week, an 18-year-old Arlington, Texas high school student was killed in a shooting that mirrors other incidents across North Texas. In March, 11 Philadelphia students were shot at a bus stop less than a mile from the schools in separate incidents that sent shockwaves through schools across that city. Instead of learning to read and write and do math problems, children now have to practice active shooter skills. Why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God, in the midst of life's chaos? Many of you know that I'm a cyclist, and anytime I hear of someone on a bike dying in our Los Angeles streets, it troubles my spirit. Last week, 46-year-old Colombia native Jose David Monsalve Rojas was hit and killed by someone fleeing police in a police chase in the Central Alameda neighborhood. And yesterday, I saw there was also another hit and run in the Sepulveda Basin. We witness elected officials who have decided that 51% of our U.S. population does not have autonomy over their own bodies, especially in the southern United States. These same politicians who force people to bring children into the world cut supplemental nutrition programs and after-school programs for these same children. You see, they are pro-birth, not pro-life. If you are pro-life, you believe in the sanctity of life and helping folks out from when they take their first breath until they take their last. We see elected officials concerned with winning, but not with solving problems, and definitely not doing that dirty C word, compromise. We live in a society that cannot have healthy dialogue and discussion around most issues because we are polarized. Why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God, this morning in the midst of the chaos? How can a God of love permit such things in a world as war and sickness and pain and death, especially when their effects often are felt most keenly by those who are apparently innocent? Either God is not a God of love and is indifferent to human suffering, or else God is not a God of power and is therefore helpless to do anything about it. There is so much suffering in the world, and it is felt by everyone to one degree or another. Sometimes people suffer as a direct result of their own poor choices, their sinful actions, or willful irresponsibility. It is also human nature for us to try to find a correlation between bad behavior and bad circumstances, and conversely between good behavior and blessings. In Matthew's gospel, chapter 5, verses 44 and 45, it says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous." I challenge you this week in your quiet time to read the story of Job. Read the story of Job's trials and tribulations. There is this line in Job where Job says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God, in the midst of the chaos? Growing up in East Texas, I used to hear some of the seasoned saints of the church say that we should not question God. And I always thought that to be a weird statement. I thought it to be a weird statement because they told me that we serve a big God, and we serve a God that created the universe, and God slung the stars and the moon and the sun into the sky. We serve a God who healed the sick and raised the dead. We serve the God of miracles. Even Jesus on the cross asked a question. My God, why have you forsaken me? If we served a God that was that big, why couldn't little old me ask a question? Surely a big God who breathed into me the breath of life could handle my questions of faith and fear and doubt. Why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God, in the midst of the chaos? Our scripture lesson this morning is Psalm 13, and it is a psalm of transition. Starting in discouragement and despair, David finishes in a place of trust, joy, and encouragement. In this psalm, the pain in David's heart came from a sense that God had forgotten him and that God was distancing himself from him. No doubt, David had faced worse circumstances, but had faced them more bravely when he had sensed the presence of God with him. Yet now feeling distant from God, it did not take much to send David into a time of despair. David begins this psalm on a note of despair. He feels that the Lord is far from him. David is full of sorrow, thinking about his enemy, expressing sincere emotion. David feels as if God has forgotten him. He looks in vain for a way to defeat his enemies. He finally turns to the Lord in faith and asks for an answer. His question is not merely a request for knowledge, but for explanation, to know why these particular things are happening. David asks for enlightenment, which likely includes energy and strength. He knows that only God can rescue him. Unless the Lord intervenes, David expects to be defeated and believes his enemies are already celebrating because of his fear. However, David's faith does not fail. Though he does not fully understand why these things happen, he maintains his trust in God. He relies on the Lord's unfailing love and rejoices in God's salvation. David recalls the Lord's goodness to him, and this causes David to sing. The psalm begins as a note of sorrow and ends with a joyful song. Doubt brings sorrow. Faith brings praise. Of course, Of course, God did not forget David. God did not hide his face from David. But David felt like it. As David thought about it, he had good reason to rejoice and sing because God had been good to him. If we will only think about it, every person on this earth has reason to rejoice because in some way God has been good to every one of us. My friends, God doesn't promise us that we won't have trials and tribulations and sorrows in this life. God doesn't promise us a life with no suffering and no disappointment. 2023, the year 2023 was a difficult year for me. It was a year in which a lot of death was experienced in my inner circle. I couldn't wait to ring in 2024. In 2023, I kept asking the question, why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God, in the midst of all of this death in my inner circle? In May, we buried an 89-year-old cousin. During the summer, one of my best buddies and college roommates lost his father and his mother-in-law within about a month and a half time span. In late November, my bestie lost his mother, and it's never easy losing family, but there was comfort in the fact that these saints lived into their 70s, they lived into their 80s, and they got to witness children live until adulthood and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They had lived God's promises. But there were two deaths. There were two deaths that really shook my spirit and caused me to ask last year, why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God? The first was the death of a lifelong friend in February, and then the summer death of my campus minister, my college campus minister. My friend Tammy. Tammy and I had been lifelong friends, and that's Tammy on the far left and the far right. We had been friends since the first grade at St. Joseph Catholic Elementary School in Marshall, Texas, and we went all the way through undergrad together at Stephen F. Austin University in Nacogdoches, Texas, and Tammy last February lost an earthly battle with breast cancer, and that's us in the left on March 19, 1993, which was my 17th birthday, and that's our friend Angela, too. We called ourselves we graduated high school in 1994, the 94 trio, and that's us 4 years ago at our 25th high school reunion at Waffle House after some evening festivities. We gathered at Waffle House. But we were the 94 trio, and Tammy was an amazing wife. She was an amazing mother, daughter, sister, and friend. Tammy was an NFL wife. She was a successful realtor. She was a business owner and all-around upbeat and uplifting person. But first and foremost, she was a faithful follower of Jesus, the risen Christ, all the days of her life. I will always remember our final goodbye conversation on Friday, February 24th, 2023. And she went to live with God on the Tuesday after, on February 28th, surrounded by her family and singing, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name." I asked God, why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God? Why take someone who is 47 in the prime of her life with two kids in college and a high school senior? I even caught myself last Saturday asking those same questions when her son, who goes to Clemson, was drafted into the NFL to follow in his father's footsteps and play for the Philadelphia Eagles. In college, I was active in the Wesley Foundation, which is the United Methodist Campus Ministry at Stephen F. Austin State University. The Reverend Joseph Scott McKay was our campus minister, and we called him Scott. Scott was an amazing man who was instrumental in my faith journey, and he's one of the two people who steered me into going into the United Methodist Church in communications, which ended up being a 20-plus year in religious communications. He convinced me, y'all would be seeing me on TV right now, I would be a network anchor right now if Scott hadn't convinced me that my skills would better be used for for the upbuilding of God's kingdom and to go work for the United Methodist Church. Scott was an amazing at helping people discern their call, their vocation. And the Texas Conference, the Texas region of the United Methodist Church, has at least 10 ordained pastors just from my time at the Wesley Foundation under Scott's ministry, not to mention lay people like me who were active in ministry and in our local churches. Scott lost his first wife, Ann, to cancer, and after finding love again and remarrying the amazing Christy, he was diagnosed with an early onset of Parkinson's and had to enter into retirement, and Parkinson's is what finally took his life. I asked God, why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God, in the midst of death? My friends, God doesn't promise us that we won't have trials and tribulations and sorrows in this life. God doesn't promise us a life with no suffering and no disappointment. I'm not God. I'm not God this morning, and I cannot answer the question, why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people, and where are you, God? I cannot answer those questions. But in my 48 years of life, what I know for sure, what I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, is that God is with us during the trials and the tribulations and the challenges that this life will bring us. I am grateful to be a product of the Black Church, growing up in Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Marshall, Texas, and the People's Missionary Baptist Church. I am grateful that my parents made us go to Sunday school. I am grateful that we didn't have children's church and we had to sit up in church and be still. I am grateful that every second Sunday at Ebenezer was children and youth Sunday. We had a children's choir and we had a youth choir and we led worship on the second Sunday, doing all of the readings, doing all of the praying and the singing. I am grateful that we were made to learn and recite scriptures and learn songs. We sang songs and we recited scriptures and we didn't necessarily know what they meant. But I thank God, because now when times get tough, when I ask those tough questions, I can lean into my faith and I know what those songs mean and I know what those scriptures mean. They help me walk through life's valleys. The children's choir at Ebenezer, the Ebenezer Echoes, as we were called, we used to sing a song by Andre Crouch called Through It All. The song says, I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I did know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. Through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon God's word. As a child, I didn't get it. But at 48, I've learned that through it all, to depend upon God's word. I am grateful for childhood Sunday school and the scripture and the recitations that I had to learn, because I can ask the questions, why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? And where are you, God, in the midst of the chaos? And God answers back in Proverbs, and he says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I can ask the question because God says in Isaiah, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with your righteous hand. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. I can ask the questions, and God answers back in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I hear God answering back in John 16, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I can hear the questions, and I can ask the questions, and I hear God saying in 1 Corinthians, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. God says in Philippians, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I can ask the question and God answers in 2 Timothy, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And in 1 Peter, God says, cast all your anxiety on me because I care for you. My friends, God doesn't promise us that we won't have trials and tribulations and sorrows in this life. God doesn't promise us a life with no suffering and with no disappointment. But God is with us this day. God is with us in the midst of life storms. My friends, it's in the valley where we grow. It's in the valley where we grow, and it's in the valley where we learn about God and we learn about God's nature. I've shared with you before that my favorite passage of scripture is Psalm 27, which starts out, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And it ends with, I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. No matter what life throws our way, we've got to wake up each day. We've got to wake up each day and we've got to look for the goodness. And if you don't see the goodness, that means you've got work to do. You've got to work to do because you've got to be the goodness. You've got to be the goodness. Why do the innocent suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? Where are you, God, in the midst of the chaos? I'm not God this morning. And I cannot definitively answer those questions. What I do know this morning, what I do know beyond a shadow of a doubt, is that we are Easter people. We are resurrection people, and we live in hope. We are those who are called to be the tangible manifestation of hope to those that we encounter. We are called to be the tangible manifestation of hope to those that we encounter. We are called this morning to usher in the reign of God. We are called to usher in the reign of God, and we are called to make thy kingdom come on earth a reality, just like it is in heaven. We are called to make thy kingdom come right here on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God's Holy Spirit, let the people of God this day say hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen.
It's time for the Sunday Replay Halftime Show, where every week we go over a few opportunities that you have to connect with the faith community. First, the Pancake Breakfast for the Toluca Lake Fire Department is coming up on May 11th, and we would love to see you there. Join us for a morning of fundraising for the Toluca Lake Fire Department Orphans, Widows, and Disabled Firefighters Fund, as well as our local firehouse. If you want more information about how Harmony is participating and how you can get involved, you can contact Pastor Mark, and his email is mark, that's M-A-R-K, at hollywoodumc.org. Also, another Inner Harmony Meditation Gathering is coming up on May 13th. This will be at 7:30 p.m. at the Harmony Campus in Toluca Lake, and we invite you to come for a time of reflection and connection with God. If you have any questions, you can contact Jefferson Beaker, our Meditation Ministry Director, and his email is just Jefferson, that's J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, at hollywoodumc.org. This week on the Harmony Podcast Network, we have a new episode of Short Stories coming out, which will be all about the United Methodist Church General Conference that just ended. So we hope you'll tune in for that this Wednesday. Thanks for listening to the Sunday Replay Halftime Show. Now let's turn our hearts to God in worship.
All things have passed away. earth has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead are breathing in life again. You cause your sun to shine on darkest nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out of love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay. Our guests this week were Larry High and the Harmony Worship Band. This episode was produced by Donna Miller and hosted by me, Jace Lucas. Sunday Replay is a part of the Harmony Podcast Network from Harmony Toluca Lake, a campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church. You can find Harmony and Hollywood UMC on Facebook and on Instagram. We would really appreciate if you're listening on a platform that allows you to like an episode. Make sure that you give us that big thumbs up, hit that like button. When you do that, it helps us to spread the good news of the Sunday Replay podcast with other people who listen to podcasts that are similar to the podcast that you listen to. So we would really appreciate if you could hit that like button for us. Until next week, as Pastor Mark always likes to say, peace.